Stason Kreider was recently in a Springfield courtroom where his appeal of that conviction by an Adams County jury was heard by the 4th District Illinois Appellate Court. Defense attorney Amanda Ingram told the court that Kreider's appealing on grounds that his trial should have been moved from Adams County. Ingram specifically blamed an article in the Quincy Herald Whig published the weekend before the start of the trial, which she said was an outline of the prosecution's case against Kreider. She said that put potential jurors in a situation they shouldn't have been in.
Even though the jurors assured the court and counsel that they could be fair, it's highly questionable whether they could live up to their assurances. These well-meaning citizens undoubtedly had good intentions, but they should not have been placed in the position of passing judgment on this case, which naturally affected the community in which it occurred.
Ingram also said that social media images used during closing arguments by former state's attorney John Barnard weren't relevant to the case. James Williams with the state's attorney appellate prosecutor's office argued that jury selection in the case was lengthy and that the jurors promised they could come up with a fair verdict.
Of the 12 that were seated in the alternates, every one of them assured the court that they could judge the facts fairly and impartially. And case law is well established that jurors should be believed when they make such an averment or assertion.
There's no word on when the appellate court will hand down a ruling in the case. Kreider serving a 65-year sentence in the Menard Correctional Center after being convicted of shooting Humphrey while the boy was waiting for his mother to pick him up from a friend's home. A link to listen to the oral arguments in the appellate case is in the article. Scott Hardy, WTAD News.